All right, hanging out here with Ashley Ghostkeeper in studio. How's everything going, Ash?
It's going so good. How are you, Everett?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. It's been so long since I've gotten the chance to see and hang out with you. What's all been going on?
A few months, eh?
Yeah, a little bit more than a few, yeah.
It's been really good. Lots of music, lots of things on the way and projects, so I'm really excited about it.
Nice. Now, obviously, you have a new song out. It was just playing on the weekend on River Country Rising Stars called Cowboy's Dream, something you did with CBC, actually. So sort of how'd this one come about for you? And there was a certain name that got thrown out there that I know anybody who's seen you perform will recognize, a particular bull's name.
Oh, yes. The bull's name in the song is Kodiak Copenhagen. And that's, yes, a real bull. my cousin rode that bull back in the day, and that's a very memorable one for him because he said that was just the toughest bull he ever rode. And we made sure to put that in the song because I thought that was such a cool moment and what a cool name.
Nice. So, like, what made you write this one and obviously use the CBC residency you were able to get a hold of and really put this one out there to the world?
So it's really cool with the whole journey of how a song is born and how it blossoms, and it's a process. So this song started with a songwriting session with pop singer Hayden McHugh. He's from Calgary, and we got on a Zoom, right? And I just knew I wanted to write this song because my dad and my cousin just kept like hounding me like, you need to write a song about us cowboys. So I was like, okay, I'll write the song. So I was just kind of taking notes from stories I've heard from them and things they would say. And I actually called them. They were together mid-Zoom. And I called my dad, who's with my cousin. And they just kept giving me these one-liners that pretty much all hit the song. There's one line in the song that I really love. It's, I'd let it last a lifetime if I could. And that just really hit me because that just spoke to the passion that exudes the song. So yeah, I wrote the song with Hayden and had it kind of under my belt for a couple of years, performing it at different shows and performances. And then when I found out I got into the residency in Toronto for CBC SOCAN, I just knew that was a song I wanted to record and show to the world.
And there is a second song with CBC I'm sure we'll hear at some point as well.
Yes, that one's a very special song. I'll give you the title. It's called Grandpa's Song. And that was another, that was such a cool experience when I was in Toronto. I didn't write any songs about myself when I was there. Like, I was a vessel for these stories and writing for people and being the voice for that story. So it was a really awesome experience.
And you were mentioning to me before potentially an album coming soon out of you, or?
Yes, that's underway later this year. I'm very excited. This is something so fresh with my sound and something so new that I've never done. And I think people are really going to enjoy it. It's got that 90s country influence, like kind of like Faith Hill, Martina McBride, and just that authentic storytelling and simplicity and womanhood and that maturity that's really elevating my career.
Nice. So another song coming our way, an album coming our way. Anything else big you'd like to tip us off to?
Music videos. Doing music videos. I did a couple music videos this past year already, and I'm on my way to Texas to do two more and then another one in the summer. So I'm just having a lot of fun right now.
So why are you going all the way down to Texas to shoot music videos?
I love Texas. It's something about it. I'm going down there with my cousin Alexis Richard, and she's been kind of my director in shooting the last few music videos of mine. And we actually shoot on an iPhone, and she is just so talented. And so we're shooting a couple songs from the album, and we're renting this really cool bed and breakfast that looks like this retro 1960s farmhouse. And so you would not find that here, I don't think. I haven't found it in Alberta, so I'm going to Texas.
Okay, so the Alberta of the South, let's call that.
I think they do.
Truly Southern Alberta. I'm sure they call us the Texas of the North, but
yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for swinging by, Ashley. I always love to get the chance to see you and hang out with you. It's always so nice to catch up.
Thank you so much, and love to talk.